For the 10 minute halacha shiur today, we're going to start getting into our Sarasame Tshuva topics. I don't know about that. I don't know if we can do more than one. But at least for today, we're going to do an Sarasame Tshuva related topic. And that is the topic of giving tzedakah during Sarasame Tshuva. We, of course, know that there is a mitzvah all year round to give tzedakah, and it's a mitzvah midah oraisa, and there are even shiurim midrabanan on exactly how much one is supposed to give. Yet, nevertheless, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet writes, "Umipnei inyan ze nagu kol Yisrael laharbos b'tzedakah umasim tovim v'lasek b'mitzvah mirashod med yom kippurim yosem mikol hashana." He says, because of this issue, we are knowing to do tzedakah and more ma'asim tovim during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, more so than the rest of the year. So what is this issue? What's he talking about? So the previous line was, "Lefichach tzarech kol adam sheyira atzmo kol hashana kula kilu chatzil zakai v'chatzil chayiv." A person has to view himself the whole year as if he's half zakai, half chayiv, as if he's 50-50. "V'chein kol olam kula chatzil zakai v'chatzil chayiv." And he has to view the whole world as if it's 50-50. And he has to view it as if he does one aveira, it's going to tip the scales in the wrong direction, and the whole world is going to be ruined because of him. And if he does one mitzvah, it's going to change the whole world, and it's going to cause the whole world to have zuchus. And he can cause for himself and for the rest of the world salvation. Then the Rambam says, and that's why during Aseres Yemei Tshuva we give tzedakah and do ma'asim tovim. Now, if I was writing that Rambam, I would have said, and that's why we do any mitzvahs during. I would have left out the word tzedakah and just gone with ma'asim tovim. What is it about tzedakah during Aseres Yemei Tshuva that the Rambam highlights? What's especially surprising about this is that there's no source in Chazal explicitly stating that one should give tzedakah per se during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. There is a source in Chazal that a person should always view everything as if it's 50-50, but no source in Chazal that tzedakah itself has some sort of special kavach during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The Rabbeinu Ephraim on Chumash in Parsha Shoftim writes that tzedek tirdof leman tichya v'yarashta. He says it's interesting, the word v'yarashta is osios v'tishrei. So he says that's a remez, that tzedek tirdof, you give tzedakah during the month of Tishrei, in order that our Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us life. So it's a remez, but that's hardly a makar for the Shita Sarambam. So the makar that they point to is, I saw this in the Sefer from Rabbi Eliezer Brut, Ben Kessel Asar. He has a whole bunch of essays relating to Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and he writes that the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Arba Dvar Mekaren Gzardino Shel Adam. There are four things that could tear up a person's Gemar Din, Elu Hain, and they are Tzedakah, Tza'akah, Shinoi Hashem, V'Shinoi Maisa. And Tzedakah Dichsiv, Tzedakah Tatzil Mimavas. There are four things that change a person's Gzar Din on that list, and the only technical mitzvah on the list is tzedakah. It's therefore not that surprising that when the Rambam says ma'as and tovim in general, of course tefillah, tzedakah is tefillah, but ma'as and tovim in general, but he's going to identify tzedakah in particular because the Gemara identifies tzedakah as being that which is tatzil mimavis, and of course it makes it into our tefillah as well. In an Asana Tokef, we say, Tshuva, Tfilo, Tzedakah, Mavirin, Esroa, Hagazera. And the Medrash Rabbah in Bereshis Rabbah writes, Rabbi Yidin Meshem Rabazar, Meshlosh, Devarim, Mevatim, Gezeros, Raos. There are three things that are Mevatim, Gezeros, Raos. And this is the source of the Nisana Tokef, Elohim, Tfilo, Utzedakah, Utshuva. And all of them are derived from the same pasuk, the Medrash says, but the Tzedakah plays a unique role. There's a Makar in the Yerushalmi for this as well, Yerushalmi, Masechah Shabbos, that tzedakah plays a unique role. The question is, why? Why is it tzedakah as opposed to anything else? So a number of suggestions are made. The author of Leket Yosher, Talmud of the Trumas Hadashen, writes as follows. that he says about his Rebbe, about Rabbi Yisrael Isselin, the Trumas HaDeshen, Shedarash B'Shabbos Shuvah L'Achar Kriyas Sefer Torah, that he once darshened on Shabbos Shuvah after Kriyas HaTorah, that Kishenachzor L'Mekoma Inyanei Shuvah Tzedakah, V'Darash Kama Tovos B'Tzedakah, he spoke all about Tzedakah, and he says that maybe the meaning of Tzedakah during Aseres Yimei Shuvah is the following, Malva Hashem Chonein Da'alu Gmulo Yishalim Lo, that we have Chazal say in a few places, in Maseches Basra and elsewhere, that when a person gives tzedakah, it's as if he is lending money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if Hashem is the borrower and he is the lender. So if one, and what does that mean, to have a lender-borrower relationship? Who has the upper hand in that relationship? The lender has the upper hand in that relationship, so much so that the Halacha tells us that if the Malva says to the Lova, Nelech lebezin agadol, kofin lova. If the Malva says to the Lova, I want to go to this Bezin, not that Bezin, I want to go to the Bezin agadol, he can force the Lova to go to that Bezin. Because ever Lova l'ish Malva, the Lova becomes subservient on some level to the Malva. So says the Trumas HaDeshen, Leket Yosher, in the name of the Trumas HaDeshen, maybe by giving tzedakah we're creating, kaviyachal, it's hard to say this, but we're creating this malve-love relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we can determine the Beis Din. You see, the Beis Din Shalmaila has two batei din. There's the Beis Din of Din and the Beis Din of Rachamim. So we want to create a relationship where we can say, Ribono Shel Olam, we want to take it to the Beis Din of Rachamim. We don't want to go to the Beis Din of Din. And through that, it's going to obviously serve our best interest. Not only that, the Arizal writes that if a person fasts during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, that it could be misaken each of the days of the week that it falls out on during the rest of the year. Meaning, says, Kol yom mehem mechapra al kol ha'onos shechata kol yamav v'yom shekiyotzei bo. A person on, Thursday of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, fasts or does mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that Thursday of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, but the Arizal says specifically fasting, that's going to be mechaper for all the Thursdays of the whole year. There is a Gemara in Maseches Brachos where the Gemara tries to identify what is the core ingredient of a number of valuable experiences. Meaning, what does one have to really get out of, let's say, going to a wedding, going to a levaya, going to any number of experiences? And in that context, the Gemara says, I believe it's Brachos Dav Vav, maybe Dav Hei, but I think it's Dav Vav. The Gemara says, Igra de ta'anisa tzedakah, that the schar one gets from a tainus, what one must really draw out of a tainus, is tzedakah, is to remember as one is hungry on a tainus, that there are other people that are hungry all the time. And as we're stuffing our faces after the tainus is over, there are other people that aren't able to do that because they can't afford to buy the food to do that. So the ultimate schar, the best thing that a person can get out of a tainus, is tzedakah. So if we go with the Arizal, the idea of the Arizal, that fasting during Aseres Yimei Tshuva has some sort of special koach, then it makes sense that if the purpose of the fast, even if we're not actually going to fast, but if the function, the goal of every fast is to promote tzedakah, that tzedakah would have an elevated meaning during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. But perhaps on the simplest level, the Pella Yoetz writes, that kol amar belasos, anyone who does extra chasadim and nice things during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, like tzedakah, it works for the following reason. It's valuable for the simple reason that anyone who's merachim el abrios, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be merachim on him. What better example of showing rachmanus to people in need than giving tzedakah? If a person shows extra rachmanus for the Ribbono Shel'olam's children, so the Ribbono Shel'olam in turn will show rachmanus to him. And this idea of giving tzedakah not only applies, as the Rambam says, throughout Aseres Yimei Tshuva, but it's highlighted in particular the Rama in Siman Tavkuf Pei Aleph, writes specifically when talking about Erev Rosh Hashanah, that nosin tzedakah la'aniyim, that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, even before the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, that there's an inyan to give tzedakah la'aniyim. In the Mata Ephraim, if you ever learn the halachos of this time of the year, the Mata Ephraim is the book to have. Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolios, if I'm not mistaken, he was not a rabbi by profession. I believe he was a businessman by profession. He wrote the authoritative book on the halachos of this time of the year. the Mata Ephraim. So the Mata Ephraim, or Ephraim's al Margolios, writes that on Erev Yom HaKippurim, he says, Berov HaMekomos, in the majority of places, Nogim Shemechalkim Tzedakah La'aniyim, on the way to Shul, for Mincha on Erev Yom HaKippurim. And he says, even Ba'azorah Shalfnei Beis HaKnesses, Yoshvin Gabay Tzedakah Beis HaKnesses, Vishar Tzedakah Shabi'ir, more opportunities present themselves for tzedakah on Erev Yom HaKippurim. And in fact, that idea, that specifically on Erev Yom HaKippurim, there's a greater emphasis on tzedakah, that actually has a direct makar in Shas. The Gemara, well, somewhat, almost direct makar in Shas. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Ksuvos and Daf Samach Zayin, there are a few things about tzedakah, Daf Samach Zayin and Ksuvos. The Gemara says, Mar Ukva hava anya b'shevavuse. Mar Ukva had a poor person in his neighborhood. Davarogil ishturile arba meazuze kol ma'ala yoma de kippura. He would send him 400 zuz when? Every Erev Yom Kippur. That's when he chose to send him 400 zuz. So the Marshal says, why? Why then? So he says he gave him an Erev Yom Kippur because that's going to be the zuchus, that's going to be machriya letova. Or he says, another good reason to give tzedakah on Erev Yom Kippur is there's a mitzvah for everybody to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The ani may not be able to eat on Erev Yom Kippur because he may not be able to afford food. So maybe that's why there's an additional element of giving tzedakah on Erev Yom HaKippurim. So while it's true, during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva there are ample sources, and maybe we could dedicate another share to that, of chumras during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, that we view that as a good thing. We don't view it as being dishonest with who we really are. Come on, you're really fooling God that you're not going to eat paspalta the whole year. You always eat paspalta. No, we view taking chumras during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, generally speaking, as a positive, but specific, but certainly to be extra medaktik in mitzvos during Aseres Yemei Teshuva. That's certainly a positive, and specifically the Rambam highlights this mitzvah of tzedakah, and it would seem that that's appropriate during Aseres Yemei Teshuva to highlight dafka that mitzvah of tzedakah.
Okay. The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B giveback benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.